The following program is brought to you by the friends and partners of Andrew Womack Ministries, celebrating 40 years of sharing God's unconditional love and grace. Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack. On today's program, Andrew explains how miraculous changes can take place in your life when you stop limiting God with small thinking. Now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Monday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. And I am really excited today to be sharing with you a series that I've entitled, Don't Limit God. You know, for those of you who have been familiar with our ministry for the, let's say, for over 7 years, it was in January the 31st of 2002 that I had the second most significant encounter that I've ever had with the Lord. And the Lord spoke some things to me. I'll go into more detail as I go through this series. I won't take time to share it all now. But in a nutshell, what he did was tell me that I was limiting what he could do through me through my small thinking. And so in 2002, I made a teaching entitled Taking the Limits Off of God. And I taught basically many of the same things that I'm going to be teaching right now on this television program. But of course, it was only with 6 months worth of time in between when the Lord had spoken that to me and when I started seeing things happen. And I mean, the ministry just exploded and good things happened. And so when I made this teaching on taking the limits off of God back in 2002, I was giving some statistics about the change that it had wrought in my life. But really, most of it was all about what was going to happen. Well, here we are 7 years later. And I can tell you that this is proven now, not just from a perspective of faith, believing that this is going to happen. I can look back and show you empirical fact that the change, that this mindset change wrought in my life has been dramatic. I mean, it is powerful. And over the last few months, the Lord has been speaking to me that it's time to take the limits off of him again. That, you know, what I did in my way of thinking, I increased my expectation, my imagination, what I was believing for. But the Lord has been speaking to me at the end of 2008 that it was time to start thinking big again. And so I'm already beginning to see some significant things come, and I'm going to be talking about some of that. But let me just say that I made a brand new teaching on this when we were in Phoenix, Arizona for our Gospel Truth Seminar on January the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of 2009. And what I did was take those five teachings at that Gospel Truth Seminar, and I just talked about this. And I tell you, I think it was awesome. I believe that a lot of people's lives were changed. And so we've got some brand new product. This new teaching is entitled Don't Limit God, whereas the teaching that was made 7 years ago was entitled Taking the Limits Off of God. And I believe that this is really going to help you. The reason I'm sharing these things really isn't for my benefit, just to be giving a testimony of what God has done for me. But as I've shared this with other people, I really believe that this is something that all of us have a tendency to do, is to limit God with our small thinking. You know, just think about it this way. God is infinite. God is almighty. We call him Almighty God. And here is this infinite, almighty God who can do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think according to the power that works in us, Ephesians 3:20. Here is God with all of his potential, but he works through finite men. And the sad thing is, most of us are not in touch with God the way that we should be. Most of us are more in tune with the world around us and people. And we look at people and we draw our inspiration more from people than we do from God. So here is this infinite, limitless God with all of his ability. And most of us are living on a plane far below that, just relating to other people and basically doing what the other average people do. And I tell you, if you stop and think about it, that is a recipe for disaster. Here is this Almighty God who wants to show himself powerful in our lives. But before he can do it, we have to start taking these limits off of him. We've got to quit this thinking that we are just mere human beings. You know, in the Christian world today, there is a doctrine that's expressed in a lot of ways. There's this one song that is very catchy and it's got a real catchy tune. And I'm aware that some people, they don't think about the words, but the words of this song just drive me up the wall because it starts off by saying, Lord, I'm only human. I'm just a man. One day at a time, sweet Jesus. Man, I hate that song. Again, it's got a catchy tune, but I am not only human. You are not only human. If you have been born again, then God Almighty lives on the inside of you. And according to Ephesians chapter 1, verses 18 and 19, you have the same power living on the inside of you that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. And all things are possible to him that believes, is what the Scripture says. There is just an infinite possibility of what God can do through a person who has been born again and is God-possessed. And yet the sad thing is, most of us are not thinking that way. We're thinking just like that song says, Lord, I'm only human. I'm just a man. I'm just a woman. No, when you got born again, you became God-possessed. You now have the power and the ability of God living on the inside of you, and as quickly and to the degree that you renew your mind, you can start seeing supernatural things happen. You know, I could spend weeks just introducing this subject, but I think it's important that you realize that this isn't just me giving a testimony of what has happened in my life. But as I testify and talk about what God has spoken to me, I believe that this same thing applies to every one of you. Every one of you. Most of us are living way, way, way below our privileges. There are many people watching this program worldwide right now that just have embraced sickness and think that sickness is just a natural part of living and that you have to get sick, that when the flu comes around, you expect to get it. You expect to get old. You expect to get feeble. Again, I mean, you do have to get old if you stay on this earth, but you don't have to get feeble. Moses was 120 years old. His natural force wasn't abated, nor his eyesight dim, is what the Scripture says. And what we have is greater than what Moses had. I believe that we can live in health. I believe that you can still be strong and vibrant. See, that's an area that people say, but I'm only human. Well, I'm not only human. I've got the same power on the inside of me that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. I've got the promises in 3 John chapter 1, verse 2, that, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. 1 Peter 2:24, by His stripes we were healed. See, in that area, you need to take the limits off of God. You don't need to just look around at other people and say, but everybody gets sick. This is a genetic thing. Everybody in my family has had this. It doesn't matter what other people have had. Even if they've been born again, the potential is inside of every born-again person that you can live a supernaturally healthy life. The potential is in you that whatever you set your hand unto will prosper. I don't care if you're second or third generation welfare. If you're born again and if God Almighty lives on the inside of you, you need to quit limiting God and just doing things the way that it's been done in your family for generations. And you need to believe God for prosperity and independence and to be a productive, contributing part of society instead of someone who's just taking. It doesn't matter if it's, people in your family have had divorces for years and generations. You can change that. God can change all of these things. I'm just trying to say that God has His ability and His power not only reserved for when we die and go to heaven, but right here in this present evil world, God wants to bless you. Let me use a verse out of Galatians chapter 1. It just says this. And I tell you, this is a powerful passage of Scripture. In Galatians chapter 1, and I believe it's verse 4, it says, talking about Jesus, who gave Himself for our sins that He might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father. Notice that Jesus gave Himself for our sins to deliver us from this present evil world, not the one to come. Not just talking about the punishment of eternal hell or lake of fire. Not talking about something that's after we die and that's reserved for us in heaven. This says that He gave Himself for our sins that He might deliver us from this present evil world. And then it goes on to say, according to the will of God and our Father. It is God's will for you to be delivered from this present evil world. Now, I'm not saying that you won't have trouble. And He said, all those who live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. There are going to be problems, but they need to be external. They need to be out there. You might have people criticize you. You are going to have problems because you live in a fallen world and you encounter people on a fallen basis. I'm not saying that a sickness, that poverty, that emotional problems and disputes with people won't happen because we live in a fallen world, but they don't have to get on the inside of you. You can overcome those sicknesses and diseases. You can overcome the economic problems that people find themselves in. You can walk in victory and have joy in your heart even if other people reject you. I tell you, I believe in an absolute, total, victorious Christian life. I believe that we ought to be the head and not the tail. People say, how are you doing? And you say, well, pretty good under the circumstances. You need to get out from under the circumstances and start sitting in Christ in heavenly places and living a victorious life. I'm just saying, brothers and sisters, that we limit God. We limit God by accepting a substandard life. We look around and we're looking at people and we just think that this is the way things have to be. I am here saying that you do not have to live a defeated, discouraged life. And I know that there are some of you thinking, well, I believe that and I've tried, but, you know, get up again. Get up and go again. The Bible says that a righteous man will fall 7 times and yet he'll get back up. You know, if you've really got God on the inside of you, 1 Corinthians chapter 13 says God's kind of love never fails. It hopes all things. It believes all things. It endures all things. Love never fails. God's kind of love will help you to get up. And even if you have tried and run into failure, I'm not saying these things to condemn you, but I'm saying it to encourage you that, praise God, we need to start believing for something bigger. We are limiting God by our small thinking. That's my testimony. And you know, when I talk about this encounter that I had with the Lord in January the 31st, 2002, this isn't when I was out, you know, serving the devil and in rebellion towards God. This is 7 years ago. I started on television in January the 3rd of 2000, and I had been in ministry since 1968. So at this time in 2002, when the Lord spoke to me that I had limited God, I had been serving the Lord for 34 years. I'd pastored 3 churches. I'd been on radio for nearly 30 years. We already had a ministry going. We had doubled in size from 2000 to 2002 when the Lord spoke to me. So it's not like I wasn't seeking the Lord. I'm not talking about that I was out there just rebelling at God. I was doing what God told me to do. I was seeing results. There were good things happening. And yet, there was more. God wanted to do more. As a matter of fact, many of you watching this program, I would dare to say that the vast majority of people watching this program right now would have never seen me on television, would have never been exposed to this ministry, and if God has touched you through this broadcast, it would have never impacted you if I hadn't have responded positively to what God spoke to me January the 31st, 2002. We wouldn't have expanded. We wouldn't have been making the impact that we're making. I'm telling you, this just radically, radically changed my life. And there's a lot of things that the Lord used to get that across, but let me read these verses to you out of Psalms chapter 78. This is really the number one scripture that the Lord used to get this point across to me. Psalms chapter 78, I won't take time to read the whole thing, but it's recounting Jewish history, specifically talking about the time that the Lord took the Israelites out of the land of Egypt and how miraculous it was and how good God was to them, and yet how that these people just constantly rebelled at God and didn't respond appropriately to God. And because of it, they limited God. So this is what it's talking about. Here in Psalms chapter 78, verse 36, it says, nevertheless, they did flatter him, talking about the Israelites, did flatter God with their mouth, and they lied unto him with their tongues. For their heart was not right with him, neither were they steadfast in his covenant. But he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity and destroyed them not. Yea, many a time turned he his anger away and did not stir up all of his wrath, for he remembered that they were but flesh, a wind that passeth away and cometh not again. How oft did they provoke him in the wilderness? Those of you that are familiar with the story of the Israelites and their 40 years in the wilderness, I mean, it was just constant rebellion towards God. It didn't matter how good God was to them. 3 days after they had crossed the Red Sea, and they saw God part the Red Sea, and they walked through the midst of the Red Sea, and then the sea came upon the Egyptians and destroyed the mightiest nation on the face of the earth at that time. 3 days after this great miracle, the people started, they were thirsty. They didn't see how they were going to get water out in the desert, and they began to start complaining that God brought us out here into the desert so that he could kill us. And it would have been better for us to die in Egypt. And they begin to gripe and complain 3 days after one of the mightiest miracles that the world has ever experienced. That's just amazing. But you know what? It wasn't just that group of people. There are many of us that do the same thing. God has saved you. God has delivered you from problems. God has saved some of your marriage. God has healed you of miraculous things. There's been wonderful things happen, and yet the next problem that comes up, we act like we don't have any history with the Lord, any remembrance about what has happened, and we just go back to being discouraged and depressed. And, you know, God did this, but can he do this? Boy, I tell you, that's just it. The same thing is being acted out over and over again today. So back to Psalm 78, verse 40, it says, how oft did they provoke him in the wilderness and grieve him in the desert? Yea, they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. And this is a scripture that God, it just exploded on the inside of me. And the Lord spoke to me and he says, Andrew, you are limiting what I can do through you. And I'm going to be giving you a lot of reasons. It was subtle. I didn't recognize it. If you would have asked me, say, 2 months prior to when the Lord spoke to me this truth in January the 31st, 2002, if you would have asked me back in November or December of 2001, are you limiting God? Are you believing God? I would have said, certainly I am, because we had nearly doubled in 2 years. We were seeing growth. We were setting records. And you know what? Many people would have thought, boy, you are really going for it. And yet there were things in my heart that were limiting what God could do with me. And the Lord's been speaking to me in just the last few months that even though I've come to a new level, you know, he wants to take me higher. There's more. It doesn't matter who you are. There's more. God has more for you. I just really feel that in my heart, that God is speaking through me to some of you who, it's not like you are just totally running away from God. You have believed God to a degree, and you are seeing some good things happen. But I just feel like the Lord is saying that there's more, that God wants all of us to come up to a new level. And this is what the Lord was speaking to me. And he said that you have limited the Holy One of Israel. That's the terminology, Old Testament terminology, that is referring to the Messiah, to Jesus Christ. They were limiting what God could do. You know, in their instance, it's very obvious. The Lord wanted them to enter into the promised land and to conquer all of the Perizzites and the Canaanites and all of the other ites. And he wanted them to occupy that land. And he was bringing them into this land that flowed with milk and honey. He had this wonderful promise for them to where, I mean, it was just, they brought back a sample of the grapes. And they took one cluster of grapes and it was so huge that they had to put it on a pole and carry it in between two men. You know, we can't even relate to that. This was just, it was a supernaturally blessed land. God wanted his people to enter into there, but they limited him by their disbelief. They wouldn't do it. They rebelled. The spies went out and brought back this negative report about how that there were giants in the land. And because of this, it caused fear and unbelief in the people. And the people, because of their unbelief, stopped the goodness that God had planned for them from coming to pass. And because of that, they had to wander in a wilderness for 40 years that was not God's will. They had scorpions, they had snakes, they had plagues among the people. There were all of these things that happened to them, and it wasn't God's will. And I'm going to expand on this a lot during this week and make some points here. But there are some of you watching this program that your life is in a mess. I mean, it just seems like relationships have fallen apart. You can't prosper the way that you believe that you're supposed to prosper financially, emotionally, physically, in just every area of your life. It seems like you're in a wilderness, like you're in a desert, like nothing is working. And some of you are saying, but God, why are you doing this to me? God is not the author of that. God has a perfect plan for you. And if you aren't living in abundance and victory, now again, I'm not saying victory without a fight. We live in a fallen world and there are going to be opportunities for us to fight. But I'm saying if you aren't winning in this fight, if you are being defeated, if you're discouraged, it is not God who caused this to happen. Just like the Israelites, God planned for them to enter into this promised land. But they rebelled at Him. They limited God's goodness through their unbelief. And I'm telling you that if you are being overcome by your problems, if you aren't winning over them, if you aren't victorious, it is not God's will that you be in this wilderness. It's not God's will. You have limited God. And I know that some people take what I'm saying right here and you think, well, boy, you're putting the blame on me and you're condemning me. I'm not condemning. I'm trying to enlighten and let us recognize that God's not our problem. God doesn't just control us. God doesn't sovereignly control what is going to happen to you. God has not ever ordained that any person be a dud, that any person just be a loser. God's plans for you are good. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace. And not of evil, to give you an expected end. Other translations will say a hope and a future. And there's many different ways of phrasing that. But I like the King James when it says an expected end. In other words, you can discover God's will. And God has a plan for you that I guarantee you is victorious. And you can anticipate victory instead of defeat. Instead of just rolling the dice and saying, que sera, sera, whatever will be, and wonder what's going to happen, you can know what the outcome's going to be because God Almighty has a perfect plan, a good plan for your life. God hasn't ordained any of us to be failures. If you are seeing failure in your life, in your relationships, in your finances, in your health, I'm telling you, it's not God who ordained that. Some way we have limited God. And just as I'm giving my personal testimony, 2002, I was seeking God, I loved God, I was serving God, and there were good things happening, and yet there were things going on the inside of me that I wasn't even aware of until God spoke to me and started revealing it. It wasn't intentional, it wasn't rebellious that I was limiting God. Of course, there are people who just intentionally rebel at God and are going against God, and of course that's going to limit God. And I'm saying that this doesn't mean that necessarily you are just antagonistic or are rebellious towards God. But I'm telling you that if you aren't seeing victory in your life, if you aren't living a life that when you wake up every day, you are just so excited because God is a good God and your life is blessed, then I'm telling you, I believe you're limiting God. God's plan for your life are awesome. And you ought to be just experiencing a wonderful life. That is what God intends for us to live. And so I'm beginning to share with you some things that God's told me, but I'm going to make direct application to you. And I believe that this is going to be an encouragement to you and a help to you to take the limits off of God. And as you do this, if it impacts your life half as much as this has changed my life, I guarantee you it's going to be awesome. Now, I've got a brand new product out on this entitled Don't Limit God. It's an updated teaching, and I tell you, I think it's going to really be a blessing to you. This was taken from this Gospel Truth seminar that we held in Phoenix, Arizona. Of course, you could get the television programs that you're watching. Our announcer is going to share that information with you, and I believe it'll be a blessing to you. So listen and call or write today.
Andrew's five-part teaching titled Don't Limit God was recorded live at a recent Gospel Truth seminar. It's available in either a CD album or a DVD album for a gift of any amount. Request CD album T1060C or DVD album T3204D when you contact us. You can also get Andrew's teaching as seen on TV by requesting DVD album T1060D when you send a gift of any amount to this ministry. Your gifts help Andrew bring the almost too good to be true news of the gospel into countless homes every day. We can't overemphasize how grateful we are to you. The first teaching in the audio CD album titled Don't Limit God, Part 1 is also available for a gift of any amount. We encourage everyone to send a gift, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this first teaching free of charge. Request teaching TK147C when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Everyone who sends a gift today will receive the bonus Don't Limit God sticker. This reversible static decal will cling to your window or mirror, reminding you not to limit God with small thinking.
Let me remind you that we have brand new product out entitled Don't Limit God. And this is an update of a teaching I did 7 years ago that was entitled Taking the Limits Off of God. And this is an updated testimony about what God has done in my life and a real challenge to you to just start believing God for something bigger and better. We serve a supernatural, almighty God who has made His power and His ability available to us, and therefore we ought to be having a supernatural life. If your life isn't supernatural, it's superficial. Amen. I mean that to encourage you, not discourage you. So please listen to our announcer and call or write and get this brand new product.
Visit our website where you can order ministry materials online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. On our website, you'll not only find materials from today's broadcast, you'll find a wealth of resources free for you to download for yourself and to share with others. Or you can use your credit card to order by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are from 4 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. If you prefer to write to us, our address is Andrew Womack Ministries, Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to give all the men watching a special invitation to join me on February the 5th through the 7th here at our headquarters in Colorado Springs for a men's advance. We're going to have big 6'7" Dave Hinton leading praise and worship. And I tell you, he was just at our minister's conference and he stole the show. He is awesome. I'm going to be teaching the word. Also, Wendell Parr, the director of our Caris Bible College, will be ministering. We have a lot of fun activities and chili suppers, and I think we're going to go bowling. And it's just a great, great time. And we always see men's lives change. So remember that this is February the 5th through the 7th. Right here at our headquarters in Colorado Springs.
We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Colorado Springs for the annual Caris Bible College Men's Advance February 5th through the 7th, Houston, Texas February 12th through the 14th, and in Atlanta, Georgia March 5th through the 7th. He'll also be in Colorado Springs for the Caris Bible College Weekend, March 12th through the 14th, and in Merritt Island, Florida, April 19th through the 22nd. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for more gospel truth.
That power that's working in us is our faith, our hope, our expectancy. If you aren't expecting anything from God, you aren't going to get it.